Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with my good friend The Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net Spanish La Liga podcast for games covering the 7th to the 10th of February 2025. And you can see all the details for the matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, I'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds and team news for all the matches. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we're about to discuss. If you are streaming any of the matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Let's get started, shall we, with Rayo Vallecano, who are in sixth place in the table, take on Real Valladolid, who are at bottom, 20th in the table, and this kicks off on Friday, 20 o'clock, as in 8 p.m., and it's going to be on the 7th of February, that's UK time, 8 p.m., and of course, if you click on the link in the description of this podcast, you will end up at footballpredictions.net's page for this game, where you can see your local kickoff time, the latest betting odds and broadcast streaming options available to you in your area. And of course, this one, I think, is on La Liga TV, Premier Sports as well. But you can also stream it if you don't want to pay for a subscription on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use that bonus code FP365. Well, Rayo have done pretty well last couple of games, I have to say.
Yeah, and they are in really good form as well. No defeats in 8 La Liga games now, 4 wins and 4 draws. It's taken them into 6th position, and that is just about enough for the European spots. But it is very tight, because from Rayo Vallecano, who is in 6th and on 32 points, there's only 4 points down to Sevilla in 12th. So there's like 7 teams there with just a 4-point gap fighting for one of these last European spots. However, we do still have quite a few games left of this La Liga season, another 16 games, so it's way too early, obviously, to determine who will be in the race for Europe. But it does look like the top 5 is pretty determined already. And then we got these teams just behind that top 5 who is looking to try and force their way into Europe. But yeah, if we look at Bacalo and their form, like I said, four wins and 4 draws. Those are all score draws, by the way. And there's been just 2 games here out of the 8 where it hasn't been both teams to score in the Rayo Vallecano games. If we look at their most recent results, 2 wins last weekend at Leganés, we had under 2.5 goals. It ended 1-0 to Vallecano in that one. And then in the game against Girona, we had both teams to score, and it ended with a Vallecano 2-1 win. Now, Valladolid, they are rooted at the bottom. They have 8 points up to Espanyol for safety, and they are just slowly drifting further and further away from safety in La Liga. Now they have 3 defeats in a row, and last weekend they took a bit of a battering at Villarreal. They lost that game 5-1. We did predict a heavy defeat for Valladolid. We said 3-0, it ended 5-1 to Villarreal, so that was a home win and over 2.5 goals as our main predictions. We also said that Valladolid were going to lose at home to Real Madrid, and that they were going to lose 2-1 away to Espanyol. Guess what? They lost 2-1 in that game. And yeah, going into this game against Vallecano, it's going to be another tricky test for Valladolid.
Yeah, Valladolid don't really win away much, do they? And Vallecano are doing pretty well at home, kind of leading in one direction. But our tip for this, though, is we're actually going for an under 2.5 goals game. We think it's going to be 1 or 2-0, actually, to the home side. And the odds for under 2.5 goals, you can get a 1.73 at the moment. If you do like a win, draw, win, you've got Rayo, who we expect to win this one, and the odds there are 1.48. Now, for a correct score, we have opted for 2-0. And if you bet on that at the moment, the odds you can get are 6. That's 5-1 for a 2-0 win. It's a fairly common score, so it's not great odds, but yeah, that's what we're thinking might happen. Just so you know, the odds for a draw are 4.1 in this game. However unlikely that might be, and for a win, even more unlikely, 7.5 for a Bayadovi win. But yeah, we're going for Vallecano, who are 1.48 to win. And just so you know, poll on our site, 63% of people think Vallecano and Bayadovi, only 6%, with the rest, actually quite a few people, thinking for a draw. Anyway, we'll see how it goes and move on to the next one. Celta Vigo in 13th on the table, take on Real Betis, who are 10th. Should be a good one. Saturday it kicks off, 8th of February, 1 p.m. UK time kickoff, so nice one to watch at lunchtime. And for this game, of course, go to footballpredictions.net, click on the link in the description, you go straight to this game, provide your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. You can watch this one, it's on La Liga TV. I think Premier Sports have it as well, but you can also stream it live on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. And sign up with the bonus code FP365. Well, Celta Vigo haven't got many wins to their name of late, have they?
No, both teams are not quite patchy in their form. Celta Vigo, if we look at them specifically, just one win from their last six. However, at home, their form is not too bad. They did lose their most recent home game to Athletic Bilbao. Bilbao, one of the top four teams in Liga. But yeah, that ended in a 2-1 defeat. We had both teams score in that game. But prior to that, Celta Vigo had only lost 2 out of their previous 10 home games or all season. Those 2 home defeats were to Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. So, like, they tend to not perform so well against the stronger teams in La Liga. And but at home against, let's say, teams from the mid-table and down, they're not performing too bad. They have six wins from 11 at home going into this game against Betis. Now, Betis, like I said, also patchy form, just 2 wins from the last 11 matches. However, both of those wins were actually away from home. So over the last 3 matches away from home, Betis actually have 2 wins on the record. And yeah, the most recent away game, that ended with a 1-0 win at Mallorca. We had under 2.5 goals in that game. So yeah, going into this game though against Celta Vigo, it's going to be tricky for Betis. Celta is a good home team. And it'll be interesting to see how they will get on and if they can turn this sort of slightly dodgy patch of form around, because across all competitions, they have now no wins in 5.
Yeah, it's going to be close, we think, this one. And we're actually going for a both teams to score prediction here as well. Odds you can get at the moment on that, anyway, look on our site, you'll see that what the latest ones are. At the time of recording, they're 1.91 for both teams to score. I think that's okay. But we do think, if you ask us for a winner, that Celta Vigo will get it, and you can get odds there of 2.25 on that one. For a correct score, we like the look of a 2-1 home win, and so do most people on the website who are voting. I see 65% of people are going for a Celta Vigo win. 2-1 is what we're going for, and the correct score prediction for that, the odds currently for 2-1 are 9.5. So yeah, let's see if we can get that one and get another correct score. Moving on, we've got Athletic Bilbao, who are 4th in the table. This should be a cracker because they're playing Girona, who are in 7th. And it's on Saturday, the 8th of Feb, 3:15 in the afternoon, UK time that is. And click on the link in the description and you can go to see your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored just to your location on footballpredictions.net. And it's on La Liga TV, this one, and also Premier Sports. But if you don't want to pay for a subscription, you can also watch it and stream it live on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Mixed bags for both of these sides lately.
Yeah, but what's quite incredible is that Bilbao is actually in good form in La Liga. They've not lost in 13 matches. Wow. But guess what? Their last defeat was beginning of October at Girona. So Girona is the last team to have beaten Athletic Bilbao. But yeah, now it's a stretch of 13 matches without a defeat prior to this game. It'll be interesting to see what the outcome will be. But yeah, like you say, across all competitions, both are a bit patchy. Bilbao, especially two wins, two draws, and two defeats across the last six games across all competitions. That, of course, includes the Europa League, as well as Copa del Rey, where Bilbao got knocked out at home to Osasuna. In La Liga, they have two draws in their last two before going into this game against the Girona side, who won their last game on Monday night. They beat Las Palmas at home. We did predict Girona to win that game. We said 2-0, ended 2-1. But talking about correct score predictions, we did also say that Girona were going to lose 2-1 at home to Arsenal in the Champions League. And they, guess what? They lost 2-1 in that game. But yeah, prior to that Las Palmas win, Girona actually had four defeats across all competitions until Las Palmas. No doubt about it. It's going to be a really, really hard game, this, for Girona at Bilbao. Bilbao's only lost one game at home all season, and that was against Atletico Madrid. They've beaten the likes of Real Madrid, Villarreal, some of the real top teams at home this season. And those were quite recent results as well. So yeah, it's going to be a tricky test for Girona away to Bilbao.
Yeah, we think it might be a bit too much for them. We've gone for both teams to score prediction. That's our tip for this one. And you can get odds of exactly two for that, which is pretty good, I think, for considering they do generally both score all these teams. But yeah, we think it'll be an Athletic Bilbao win. And their full-time result prediction is for them to get over the line. 1.65 are the odds you can currently get for that. Now, looking at what we think in terms of correct score, 2-1 is what we think. And the odds on that are 8.5. Just looking at the other odds in this game, Girona are out at 5 for the win in this, and a draw is 4. They're the odds. So yeah, they're quite heavily favoured, Bilbao, to win this game. So yeah, that's what we've also gone for. Next up, we have got Las Palmas in 15th in the table, take on Villarreal, who are 5th. And this one is at 5:30 UK time, that Saturday evening, 8th of February. And click on the link in the description and for this game, and you'll find your localised kickoff time, odds and TV channels, plus streaming services. One of those, of course, is Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. Use bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Now, Las Palmas having a shocker.
Yes, they're not in good form at the moment. And that's quite interesting, because like the way they started the season, they had no wins from the first nine. Then all of a sudden, they had a patch with 6 wins from 9 games. But they kind of fallen back into their old habits. They now have no wins from the last 4. That includes 3 defeats. And if we look at last week, we just covered Girona, because on Monday night, they traveled to Girona and they lost that game 2-1. We did predict Girona to beat Las Palmas in that game. And yeah, the last home game, that was a 1-1 draw against Osasuna. We had both teams to score as our prediction in that one. Before then, 2 quite big defeats. One in La Liga, that was at Real Madrid. He then lost at home to Getafe, and then they got knocked out of Copa del Rey by Elche. We predicted that, but we didn't predict them to go down 4-0 in that game. So yeah, it's not looking good for Las Palmas out of the cup. 3 defeats from the last 4, just 1 point in the last 4 matches. It does mean that they are now just 2 points above the relegation zone, or above Alaves in 18th. So it's really, really close at the bottom there. If we look at the away team, Villarreal, wow, they've also had some huge swings of late. Just before the Christmas break, they went to Leganés. They'd not won in 5, but then they went to Leganés and they beat them 5-2. And we did say that Villarreal was going to beat Leganés in that game. They then came back after that Christmas break and lost 1-0 at Sociedad. We predicted 1-0 Sociedad in that one, so that was a correct score prediction. But then at home, all of a sudden, Villarreal had lots of goals in them. They then scored four at home to Mallorca. They beat them 4-0. We had them to win that game. We also had Villarreal to beat Valladolid last weekend in a big win. We had over 2.5 goals and Villarreal to win. They beat them 5-1. In between, a 1-1 draw at Atletico Madrid, which is not a bad result because we all know how strong Atletico Madrid is at home. They've not lost at home all season, and in fact they've only dropped points in 3 matches. There's 3 draws, so that was a good point for Villarreal. So yeah, right now if we look at these two teams, Villarreal for sure is the stronger of the two, and that's also reflecting our prediction going into this game at Las Palmas.
Yeah, we think this one might not follow the trend of lots of goals, as we've been seeing, and maybe surprisingly, we've gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction tip for this one. But the good news is there, you can get good odds, good value. 2.3 are the odds you can get for an under 2.5 goals game on this one. But yeah, we think Villarreal will get the win, and well, much worse odds there. 1.75 you can get for that to happen. And correct score, we've actually gone for an away win of 1-0. And the odds you can get for a 0-1 result in this are 9. That's all, 8-1. So let's move on to our summary games. And we've got Real Madrid. This should be a great game. Top of the league, taking on Atletico Madrid, second in the league. This is on Saturday, the 8th of Feb, 8 p.m. UK time, evening kickoff. And you can stream this one. You can watch it on La Liga TV and Premier Sports, actually. But if you haven't got a subscription, you might just want to watch it on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is any funds in your account or to place a bet in the last 24 hours with them. Sign up, if you're not with them, with bonus code FP365. And so for this one, being at Real Madrid, we think it's going to be them winning. We've actually gone for a both teams to score, though, because that's what usually happens when these two teams play. They both usually score themselves. And so we've gone for a correct score prediction of Real Madrid 2, Atletico Madrid 1.
Yeah, moving on. So Sunday, 9th of February at 1 p.m. UK time, we've got Alaves in 18th who takes on Getafe in 14th. It's another game you can watch on Bet365. In order to qualify for the live stream, all you need is to have a funded account or to place the bet in the last 24 hours and sign up with that bonus code FP365 when you do sign up. Now for this game, we're going with a low-scoring game. So this is a under 2.5 goal prediction. It's a home win for Alaves of 1-0.
And next up, we've got Valencia in 19th, taking on Leganés in 16th. It's at 3:15 on Sunday, the 9th of Feb. That's the UK time anyway. And you can stream this one. It's on La Liga TV and Premier Sports as well. But if you want to watch it subscription-free, you can see it on Bet365. And all you need to watch is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. And when you join, use bonus code FP365. Now, for this one, we think it's going to be an under 2.5 goals game. And we're going for a home win. We're going for a correct score of Valencia 1, Leganés 0.
Yeah, and then later Sunday afternoon at 5:30 UK time, we've got Real Sociedad in 11th who takes on Espanyol in 17th. Another game that you can watch live on Bet365. In order to qualify for that live stream, all you need is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, please use that bonus code FP365. Now for this game between Sociedad and Espanyol, we are going with a home win under 2.5 goals. And that's a home win prediction of 2-0 Sociedad.
Next up, we've got Sevilla, 12th, taking on Barcelona, 3rd in the table. This is on Sunday, the 9th of Feb, 8 p.m. UK time kickoff. Again, it's on La Liga TV, Premier Sports, but you can stream it as well on Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with bonus code FP365. Maybe predictably, we're thinking it'll be a Barcelona win, but we've gone for both teams to score tip for this one as well. And we've gone for a correct score of Sevilla 1, Barcelona 2.
Yeah, and finally, to round off this game week, Monday night, 10th of February at 8 o'clock UK time, we've got Mallorca in 9th, who takes on Osasuna in 8th. This is a Mallorca team who has not scored in 5 straight matches, but we do think that's about to change. Albeit a low-scoring one. So we're going with an under 2.5 goal prediction for this one. A Mallorca win of 1-0.
Yes, and that one, of course, is also streamable on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 when you register. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll see links to the games we've just been discussing, or just simply head to footballpredictions.net. And why do that? Well, that's where you can have a look at all of the online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels. Our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
And just in case you didn't know, we do produce football podcasts for a number of other competitions, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you usually get your podcasts from, like Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. That is all for today. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it is...
Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Football Predictions.